collegefootballpage.com. Coming up a little bit later on in the second hour, we'll talk about the Group of Five Top 20 and then, of course, the Power Four Top 25. But before then, as we get ready for hour number two of this program, we always start off the second hour with the 10-game challenge.
Yeah, we have Keith Isett from Zillman's here today.
Fantastic.
You know, Keith, I know, has had some radio background, and you always see his smiling face when you go into Zilly's to get whatever it is you're getting there from what I think is the best meat market in this part of the state.
Fantastic. So we're going to talk about 10 of the big games coming up, and Sully and our guests will have an opportunity to pick them as well. So that's coming up as we head into hour number two of Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Buck Welsh has been working in the golf business since 1976, became a PGA member in 1984, and has been teaching for over 40 years. His philosophy has always been to work with the individual golfer, building on the way they do things and making them better with what they have to work with. Call Buck at 715-581-2646 or check out the website www.bucksgolfshop.com to get more info about lessons.
Eye Clinic of Wisconsin believes that clear vision and hearing are priceless. Eye Clinic of Wisconsin is equipped to handle all your eye and hearing care needs. When you need specialty and surgical eye care, why not work with the best? Let the team of professionals at Eye Clinic of Wisconsin see you. Eye Clinic of Wisconsin has 7 convenient locations that include Wausau, Antigo, Medford, Merrill, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. Visit their Facebook page or website at www.iclinicwi.com. Eye Clinic of Wisconsin, one visit. Vision yours.
As a proud member of the Wausau Marathon, Edgar, and Athens communities, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home has built a reputation for having a deep commitment to personal service. When you need compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call. You can trust them to take care of every detail at a time it matters most. Located in Wausau, Marathon, Edgar, and Athens, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, friends you've trusted and depended on since 1914. Krasowski Dental offers the most effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Cloverbelt Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Cloverbelt the leader in vehicle loans. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, if it's got a motor and it rolls on wheels, Cloverbelt Credit Union has the great rate financing you want. Give us a call and we'll get your great rate loan rolling. Cloverbelt Credit Union, your team for great rates.
The Dirks Group started in 1999 as an alternative to traditional IT service providers. From the start, they focused on customized solutions for the needs of each client. Today, they serve over 400 customers from locations in Wausau and Eau Claire. Go to DirksGroup.com for more information.
Charity's Bar in Marathon City. Great food, great service, a great place to meet friends. Come on down and watch the game or just hang out. It's Charity's Bar on County Road and in Marathon City.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is hour number two of Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also catch us on YouTube. Go to the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel to catch the game, catch the show live, and also be able to go back and watch and listen to it at your convenience as well. With Sully, Dan Sullivan, I'm Chad Holmes, and every time that we start the second hour, Sully, it's time to put on the thinking caps. It's time to go head-to-head. It's time to have a battle. It's the 10-game challenge.
And there's a reason why I don't keep track of my record. Hey, today we have Keith Isett, who is representing Zillman's. Pat Zillman, the owner, and I understand we're in transition here to a sale, but his family has run that for many years. And a couple things I'd mention quickly about Pat. He has always been very supportive of high school athletics here and done radio spots to make sure the kids are getting their propers for all the work they do. And then Pat played at Maryland. He played at this level.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He told me he lined up a couple times against Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
yeah, back at the old ACCs. LT was at North Carolina.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, you see Keith whenever you go. I don't think I've ever gone in there, Keith, in the last year or two. I don't see your smiling face there. And we're very appreciative of what Zillman has done in the community, and certainly the sponsorship for our show is greatly appreciated.
Tell us a little bit about what you do over at Zillman's.
Oh, nice to meet you, Chad.
Absolutely.
Sully, I've been seeing you for a long time.
Too long. Yeah,
yeah, too long. I've been there 3 years, and actually the transition has happened. Dan and Steve now own the business.
Okay.
Steve's been there over 20 years, and Dan's been there over 10. And it's been seamless, and it's been a good change. Pat did a great job. It's nice to see some younger guys, because I'm almost Pat's age, and they're younger. Steve and Dan are younger than I am. So
yes, I know those guys.
And it's nice to see them taking over. It's a full service meat market on 6th Street, and been in business since 1961.
Wow.
Pat's dad, Jim Zillman, and Pat's uncle, Wayne Zillman, started it. And then Pat's brother, Lonnie, and Pat took it over. And then when Lonnie passed away, then Pat ran it. And Pat decided it was time for him to retire. So now it's in different hands, but it's still the same great service, still same great products.
Yeah, and the thing you love about it is it's always been a high-quality business. And these guys that are taking it over are veterans. They know, you know, how to keep the quality that you know, Lonnie and Pat have continued from what Jim and Wayne did. So very smooth transition, like you're saying, is not a surprise.
No, it's been great. I was a customer there for over 16 years, and I'd been a stay-at-home dad, and my wife suggested I go to work for Pat because he was looking for somebody, and I went in, and Pat and I had a 10-minute conversation, and I've been working there ever since.
Fantastic. Well, let's jump right into it. Again, 10-game challenge. Sol, who are we going to start with today?
Always the guest. The guest always goes first.
All right, so let's get game number one. Boise State and Appalachian State. So, again, the blue turf taking on App State. Boise State and Appalachian State. And, as always, the guest goes first.
Thank you. I would probably get yelled at by my wife if I didn't pick Boise State. She is from Wisconsin, but we lived in Idaho for 5.5 years before we moved here. And so we lived in near Boise, and something about that blue turf that you just have to, especially for a home game, you got to pick them.
So what do you think?
Well, you know, I'm going with Keith on this. I think, you know, in fact, that blue turf, there was a conversation a few years ago that the conference did not want Boise to wear those all blue uniforms. They like disappear into the turf. But nonetheless, I think Boise this year had a rough game against South Florida to start the season, but have gradually gotten back on track. And Appalachian State is, I believe they're 3-0 at this point. But nonetheless, Boise's played the better schedule, and Boise just looks to be the part a little more than Appalachian State.
One quick note on this game, and there might be just, I mean, for people out there, I saw this week that Appalachian State's former coach, who had left at the end of last season, and I forget where he was an assistant coach this year, but he passed away this week.
Oh, really?
And he was a guy that played at App State. He was an assistant coach at App State, and then he was the head coach for like the last 5 years. And so that could be an emotional aspect to this game that has, you know, something going on here. So.
Well, you know, there are always those sublineals, and thanks for that. I did not know
that. No, I happened to catch that story just a couple of days ago. Our second game is Iowa State and Arizona. And you have to think about it, but it is a Big 12 conference game.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, I got to tell you, Brent Brennan was at San Jose State. And he's now at Arizona, and he got just blasted last year. They didn't have a very good year. When Kenny Dillingham left, people thought that, or not Kenny Dillingham, when he's at one of the former Pac-12 schools now, they thought that they were in good shape, but it turned out they really struggled last year. This year, so far, they're undefeated. They're going to Iowa State, and Matty Campbell is waiting for him. And so I'm gonna go as happy as I am for Arizona and Brent Brennan. I'm gonna go with Matty Campbell and Iowa State.
And Keith, what about you? Who do you have in this one?
Maybe the Wildcats.
They're off to a good start this season, and their coach was a little under heat before the season started.
Yeah,
so
Brennan.
So it was very important to get off to a good start. Our third game of the 10-game challenge, a big one in the Big Ten. You got Iowa at home against Indiana. Indiana coming off that massive win over Iowa over Illinois last week. Iowa had a nice road win against Rutgers last week, and this time we'll start with Keith.
We'll go with Iowa.
Taking Iowa, the defenders. You know, I do think this game is a lot closer. It's the first time, Keith, that Indiana has left their home state. And while I really like Iowa's defense, I think Indiana is going to keep this going and is going to be able to get this done in Iowa City today.
All right, game number four, another one for the Big Ten. The team that took the whooping from Indiana last week, the Fighting Illini of Illinois, will play host to the Trojans of Southern California. And Sully, you're up first.
Okay, now, Keith, these teams have played 11 times, and the Beach Boys, as I like to call them from my long history with Notre Dame losing to them, which I've always said was related to the fact that they wear so much sea and ski in copper tone, we slide off them when we try to tackle them. But nonetheless, I think SC is going to go into Illinois, and sorry for Bielema, who, Chad, you and I are both fans. I don't think they're going to get it done against the Trojans today.
What about you, Keith? Do you agree or disagree with Sully?
I'll have to agree with him. He knows what he's talking about.
Oh, please, you can't be saying that. His head is big enough as it is.
Oh, all right.
Okay, here's our fifth game, and it's Notre Dame, because Sully always has to have the Fighting Irish in there. Notre Dame and Arkansas, but I know, Sully, you're a fan of the of Sam Pittman as well, Arkansas head coach. But we'll start. We're going to let Keith get the first jab at this Notre Dame Arkansas game.
I'm going to take Notre Dame because I know that's really what he wants to take, but I'm kind of thinking he might go for Arkansas on this one.
Well, you know, come on. There's no way. Not in a million years.
Keith, you got a crystal ball. I think you're – look, I am always with Notre Dame. I grew up, you know, I mean, we didn't have a TV when I was younger, and we'd listen to the radio in the kitchen, the Irish games. Paul Hornung was playing for Notre Dame.
Wow.
But nonetheless, Sam Pittman – Arkansas should be 4-0. They fumbled going in. They were down 41-35 to Ole Miss. They could have scored there. Last week they got beat by Memphis, our number one team in the group of five, again on a fumble. I don't think Notre Dame's defense could stop us. I think the three of us could, you know, we could get some points against them. So, sadly, I'm going with Arkansas, Keith.
I can't remember you ever picking against Notre Dame. I don't. That's Boy, you must really, really, really like Sam Pittman.
I do like Sam, but it's got nothing to do with this.
I don't know. I give you credit here, boy. I call me shocked here.
Well, that game's at 11 o'clock, so we got about a 45-minute a window here, and we're going to start to get some results.
All right. Well, we're halfway through the 10-game challenge, and Keith, before we continue with the final five games of the challenge, any other information that people should know about Zillman's? Because obviously, it's been such a staple here in Wausau for a long time, but anything you'd like to add about Zillman's for people to know about?
Well, I think that you guys should try some of the samples that I brought today.
We're going to get Ian in here from the other side of the glass here, because I can tell that he wants some. So
there's plenty.
Very good. Okay, let's go into the final half of our 10-game challenge. We have Mississippi State and Tennessee, SEC battle. Mississippi State's actually been playing some pretty solid football. Tennessee with their high expectations. Sully, we'll start with you.
Got my sausage going.
Don't be spitting it off you while you're talking, though.
I'm trying to handicap him.
This microphone is at risk. Mississippi State is unbeaten this year. You know, Jeff Levy's there. Struggled a year ago, so you're really happy for him. And, you know, I think back to when Danny Mullen had them ranked number one for about a week or so.
Best week in their history.
I'd agree. Tennessee is just too strong for them. Tennessee's going to get that offense running at a very high speed, and I just think, Keith, they're going to overwhelm Mississippi State.
And, Keith, what about you? What do you think?
I was looking at your numbers. I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Okay.
Oh, MSU, huh?
Those cowbells are going to be going.
And Ian, you come on in and grab some of the samples here, because we have a couple minutes here before the end of the segment. But our seventh game, and this week it's correct, because I think this was on the list last week. Yeah. Texas A&M and Auburn. Texas A&M and Auburn, another big SEC matchup. Auburn coming off the loss against Alabama. Texas A&M had that big win against Notre Dame a couple of weeks back. Texas A&M and Auburn. And Keith, what do you think?
I was too busy talking to Ian. let's go with Texas A&M.
Okay, I'm going to say that Hugh Freeze has been close a lot this year, and he's going to be close again. A&M is going to beat them at home. You know, that is one of the most difficult environments to play a game in. There's over 102,000 there at every game. You know, you got the ROTC marching in. They got a big school there. In fact, I remember Mike Leach used to say, that's not a military school. He'd get out of it. And he'd say, if it is, I'm a pirate. But nonetheless, I think A&M finds a way, Keith.
And Georgia and Alabama. And this time around, again, the game many people consider the game of the day. I don't think it's the game of the day. I think the Big Ten game is. But, Sully, what do you think? Georgia and Alabama.
Well, Keith, here's something most people don't know. Alabama, which I'm always babbling about, has beaten Georgia 9 of the last 10. I mean, that when I tell people that, they say, no, that's not. I say, yeah, it's true. I think that ends. I think that ends tonight. I think Georgia has heard enough of that. And while maybe a lot of people here who are college fans in Wisconsin don't know that fact, you can bet the kids in Georgia are very aware of it, and they're going to try to put an end to it tonight.
Keith, agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree. Your numbers are equal, but the fact, like Sully just said, that they've dominated their head-to-head. So.
Mental thing, huh?
I think so.
Very good. And next, another big SEC matchup, LSU and Ole Miss. LSU's at times not been the most impressive, but they're finding ways to win. And, of course, Mississippi trying to bang their way in as Lane Kiffin tries to make a lot of noise and make Mississippi one of those powers in the SEC as well. And, Keith, you're up first.
I'll have to go with Ole Miss on this one. If it was a home game at LSU, I'd go with LSU. I saw one of Shaquille O'Neal's last home games in the Noise Dome, and their fan base is insane.
Oh, they are. And I'll tell you, come Saturday night, you do not want to be down in Baton Rouge playing these guys. That said, Ole Miss has been able to score a ton of points this year. LSU's defense is certainly better than it was, but I think at risk in this game. And these two coaches have a long history, you know, with Kiffin being at SC and Kelly at Notre Dame. All that said, Kelly has had the better part of this, but it won't matter. Because tonight LSU is going to get this done, or the 2:30 game, I think it is. They're going to get this done against the Tigers.
And then finally, what if it's not Alabama and Georgia? The other game thing talked about is the game of the day, and the night is Penn State and Oregon. Penn State and their whiteout in Happy Valley, taking on the Oregon Ducks. And Saul, you're up first.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think that Penn State is going to play with a lot of energy tonight, more so than what they typically get in a whiteout, because of all the things that have been said about them and their coach in terms of not performing in big games. What they're really saying, Keith, is they have a hard time beating Michigan and Ohio State. Who doesn't? But nonetheless, I think they bring enough energy tonight, and I think this, I would not be shocked if this game resembled what Ohio State did to Oregon last year in the playoffs.
And Keith, your final pick.
I was going to go with Oregon, but Sully convinced me to go with Penn State.
Oh, geez.
Going with the Lions.
You're giving him way too much respect here.
Keith, you've never seen my record in these picks.
But there you have it, the 10 games that really are some of the biggest games going on today and tonight. And, Keith, before we wrap it up again, you're here representing Zillman's. Anything you want to wrap up to finish things up with our discussion here today?
Well, it's we've been around for a long time, and it seems to be one of the Wausau's hidden secrets. We have people come in all the time that have lived in this town for 30 years and still had never been in the store. All of our beef is choice grade. We hand cut you a steak. Our burger is ground fresh every day from whole muscle. And it's also used in four different restaurants around town. It's used at the Hilton. It's used at the West Sider. It's used at Sunrise. And it's used at Chatterbox.
Fantastic.
You know, and from our perspective, Keith, we're able to donate about $1,200 to local charities, and we're able to do that because of what Zillman's has done sponsoring the show and our other sponsors. And so for that, I wanted to give you a big shout out, and I know you guys have been very supportive of those kinds of ventures, and then you've done a great job in supporting the high school athletics here in town. So thank you for both.
Yeah, you're welcome, Sully. Thanks for having me today.
And Keith, I hope you beat him.
He says that.
Well, thanks, Chad. What do I win if I do?
Yeah. What does he win, Sully, if he does?
Listen, if I was paying on this, I'd be broke by the number of losses I'd have.
Thanks again, Keith, for joining us.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a time out, go back into the rankings. We'll have the group of five, top 20, coming up next here on Sully's College Football page on 98.9 WXCO.
Where did the good old days go? From going to the old A&W drive-in to cruising the strip in town, all things change, some things stay consistent. For almost 75 years, Redant Insurance in Rib Mountain has been providing quality service to its customers. One of the oldest agencies in the area. Your family and neighbors come here, now it's your turn. Call 715-845-9204. Click RedantInsurance.com or stop by 227501 Rib Mountain Drive. Redant Insurance Agency, our family helping yours.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
Kemp Service Center was established in 1951 and to this day is still family owned.
that 70 years of serving the Wausau area with the best in auto and truck repair. Kemp Certified Mechanics service all makes and models, including imports. Don't wait to the last minute to get your oil changed. Kemp's can get the job done in no time. Kemp Service Center is open Monday through Saturday at the corner of North 6th Street and East Wausau Avenue in Wausau.
You don't have to choose between personal, hometown service, and the latest banking technology. Brokaw Credit Union has it all. Whether you're looking to finance your first home, grow your savings, or get a new set of wheels, we're here to help. Check us out at brokawcu.com. It's hard to find great Italian food in Wausau unless you're familiar with Carmelo's Italian Restaurant. Established in 1986 by the Oliva family, three generations still strive to provide a family atmosphere and fine dining experience. Carmelo's is proud to serve authentic Italian made with fresh ingredients. Their recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Reservations are recommended Tuesdays through Sundays, and they are closed on Mondays. Carmelo's Italian Restaurant, located at the base of Granite Peak on North Mountain Road, Wausau. Check them out at carmelositalian.com.
And welcome back. It's Sully's College Football page on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us on YouTube, youtube.com. 98.9 WXCO channel. With Sully, I'm Chad Holmes, and again, time to talk about a lot of college football teams that are doing very well. We'll start with the group of five. We'll talk about the Power Four in the next couple of segments, but group of five, and it's interesting, and I don't know, was this you fooling with these rankings, but the two teams, 20 and 19, both from New Mexico. You got New Mexico State and New Mexico. And they are playing each other as well. So it all comes together here.
You know, I noticed that right at the end, because we had Mexico State, who's 2-1, and you know, they're coming off, both teams are coming off bye weeks, but they are both playing at pretty high levels, and so today's game. It just worked out, I guess, is what I'm saying in a long-winded way. That, yeah, it just came out that way.
And I'm going to make a prediction here.
Okay.
The coach of New Mexico is Jason Eck.
Yes.
And he is a Badger. I predict that Jason Eck will be the next head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers.
You think so?
You mark that down. At some point here, whether it's this year, next year, the year after, Jason Eck will be the next head football coach of the University of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So we're going to remember that. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but if I'm right, I'm going to have a big celebration on this very program.
Well, you know, yeah, if they are, you know, if they're looking to change, and right now...
I predict real as well that no matter who it is, it's going to be, they're going to go back to the Badger tree, the Badger Barry Alvarez tree.
Interesting.
I think because it's failed miserably. It's not over yet, but up to this point, it has not succeeded the way they thought of going away from the Badger coaching tree, because it was Barry, it was Brett, it was Paul Christ, and they all were successful.
Yes, they were.
So much more successful than what we're getting right now.
Well, you know, if you look at Anderson, and if you look at Bielema, and then you look at...
Yeah, I forgot about Gary Anderson.
You know, those guys' winning percentage, Chad, was in the low 70s. And the Badgers, your expectation for them every year was that they would be, you know, in a bowl. And your hope was that it would be a New Year's Day bowl. And you thought there was a good shot, or at least a shot at that. Now, you're doubtful about their ability to make a bowl game, and right now that is certainly
and Eck has been very impressive at New Mexico. So let's continue. Going to go in groups of three now. We're a little behind here. James Madison is number 18 after they beat Liberty. Liberty's been struggling a bit.
Yeah.
Number 17 is Utah State. They have a big one against Vanderbilt coming up, and then Western Kentucky is number 16.
Yeah, you know, you got to love Vandy. 4-0. You know, I mean, and they started that last year when they were the state champion of Alabama. They took down both. The Roll Tide was more of a prelude to a new tsunami.
And I'm guessing we'll talk more about Vandy later.
Okay, but nonetheless, you know, a great story there. You know, Utah State is 3-1, and you know, playing at a high level.
Speaking of Gary Anderson, twice coached there.
Yeah, he did. He did. He, you know, there was something amiss with him.
Yeah.
James Madison, you know, I like to say dyslexic Liberty, 31-13, and Western Kentucky is a team that has always been, in my opinion, undervalued. They're always good. And, you know, I want to say that's Tyson Helton, Clay's brother. Mm. He's done good work there.
Number 15 is Delaware. They're 3-1. Rice is really, we haven't talked about Rice a whole lot. They've had some struggles, but they're doing well this year.
Got Navy today.
Yeah, they're 3-1 after beating Charlotte. And then number 13, Texas State.
Yeah, and, you know, with Delaware, it's got to be the helmets, right?
Oh, of course.
You know, I used to always think they were identical. But their helmet is lighter blue. You know, yep. Michigan's got the Navy. They're kind of the royal. But nonetheless, they are having a monster season. First year in the FBS, coming out of the FCS, out of the Coastal Athletic Conference. So kudos to them. They're doing really a great job. And Texas State, you know, that was one of the best bowl games a year ago when they took on North Texas.
Number 12 is Toledo, but they come off a heartbreaker, losing to Western Michigan 14-13, but they're still 3-1. Fresno State, they had a tight one. They beat Hawaii 23-21 to move to 4-1. They're number 11. And San Diego State, you touched on it earlier, one of the most surprising results last week is they beat previously undefeated Cal 34-0, so they're number 10.
I didn't believe that. When I saw, I did not believe it. So I thought that's got to be somebody inverted a number here. They did not. They just went in and took care of business. You know, Fresno, a great battle with Hawaii. You know, Timmy Chang really needed that win and didn't get it. Yeah. And what was Toledo doing? Western Michigan was 0-3 or 0-4 coming in the game. And, you know, we're always singing Toledo's praises. I'll tell you, they just did not show up for that one.
Number 9 is Tulane. They're 3-1. They did lose to Ole Miss, but still doing well within their league. They have Nicholls State next. Boise State, and they had quite a game against Air Force last week. They won on the road in Colorado Springs, 49-37. Number 8, Boise State, and Louisiana Tech, number 7. And they beat Southern Miss, getting set for a Conference USA game against UTEP.
Yes. You know, I got to tell you, this is the best Louisiana Tech Chad has been since Skip Holtz left.
Yeah.
You know, they are playing at a high level and lined up and are playing with people. They had a battle with LSU. It wasn't any kind of blowout. You know, when you're talking about, Tulane, they just got up against it with Ole Miss. And that's the second year in a row they've been somewhat competitive. But I'll tell you, you know, they beat Northwestern.
Yep.
And they've played another Power 5 program that they beat, I think Duke.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
and they so they are always good. But I'll tell you, this Mississippi State team, I checked, the Ole Miss team, rather, can score points, which is why I'm leaning towards them against LSU.
Number 6, the Monarchs of Old Dominion.
Yes.
They're getting set for a game with Liberty. They're 2-1, ODU. Navy still undefeated, and they have a big one against Rice coming up in the American. And number 4, North Texas. they beat Army in overtime, 45-38. I think that was at West Point, too. And they have South Alabama coming up next.
Yeah, and then Army lost last night. They got beat last night by East Carolina. Oh,
they're struggling this year, aren't they?
They got to stop playing directional schools, you know, because it's not working out for them. North Texas, very good. I mean, they're fun to watch. The Mean Green, you know. Navy, of course, is unbeaten. And then Old Dominion?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, and they're having a better year than they've had in a while. So they're a team to watch going forward in the Sun Belt.
Number three is UNLV, and they had one of the best comebacks last week. I think they were down by 17 or 18 points in the fourth quarter. They, I think, scored 21 unanswered points to beat Miami of Ohio, 41-38. South Florida is number two. 3-1, and they've had some really impressive wins this season, to say the least, against Boise and also Florida. And Memphis, another comeback. I mean, the game that really they should have lost. Arkansas had that game well in hand and let it slip away. And unfortunately for Sam Pittman, he's had a few too many of those. But Memphis still undefeated and number one.
Yes, you know, if you start with UNLV, you could see after the game that Chuck Martin, the coach at Miami, was distraught with the fact that they, I don't believe.
Just let it get away.
Yeah, they really did. They should have had that. And UNLV, you know, that's Danny Mullen. They're 4-0, so Barry Odom was there and kind of got that going the right direction. And I'll tell you, Danny Mullen's kind of riding the wave that Barry Odom created. South Florida really ran into it against Miami. You know, Miami is so much better than the teams they played defensively. And those guys that come off the edge, Chad, that defensive line because of them is really difficult to deal with. And Memphis, they found a way against old Sammy's team. And really, Arkansas in another universe would be 4-0. I mean, they were driving against Ole Miss to win it, and they fumble, and then they did it again. Against Memphis.
Should-os and would-os lead to unemployment lines.
Well, you know, my favorite line there was when people were telling Adolph Rupp, the old basketball coach at Kentucky, you really need to play more zone. The Kentucky fans, they're the most knowledgeable in the country. They think that if you did that, you'd be winning these ball games. And Rupp looked at him and said, you know, you're right about them. They're smart guys. And the sooner I start listening to them, the sooner I'll be sitting right next to them.
Exactly. So that's the top 20 of the group of five. And coming up next, we'll go to the power teams, the power four, and talk about the top 25 there going into this week's action. It's Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
The Mint Cafe, serving old-fashioned American comfort food in a cozy atmosphere. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your choice is the Mint Cafe. Call ahead for carryouts, deliveries to downtown Wausau, and catering is also available. Check them out at mintcafewausau.com.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
Are you looking to furnish a new home, apartment, or cabin? Are you looking for quality clothing at a reasonable price? Well, if you are, be sure to stop at St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau. Make them your first stop, your one-stop shop for furniture, clothing, accessories, home products, and much more. And remember, St. Vincent de Paul in Wausau is more than just a thrift store. It's a local ministry meeting the needs of our community. Your purchases benefit those in need right here at home. So shop St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau, where your purchases benefit your neighbors.
Since 1997, Mountain Bay Auto Care has been serving central Wisconsin with top quality and affordable car repair and service. With ASC certified mechanics, stop by 5702 Stella Avenue in Schofield or call 715-355-8646.
The warmth of your home is about making memories with family and friends and enjoying life celebrations. At Menzner Hardwoods of Marathon, they understand the importance of bringing warmth to a place you call home. For over a century, their fifth-generation family business has been creating beautiful woodwork for the home and office, just as they have for over 130 years. Menzner Hardwoods looks forward to providing you with elegant wood products to enhance the beauty of your home or office. Visit them at MenznerHardwoods.com. Menzner Hardwoods, timeless beauty for your home or office.
The Eat Fresh Refresh doesn't stop at your local Wausau Subways. When the urge hits, make sure to stop by any of the four Wausau Subway locations at 1609 Merrill Avenue, 330 East Bridge Street, 1819 West Stewart Avenue, and 4300 Rib Mountain Drive in Walmart. catering, remote ordering, curbside pickup, and Subway delivery all available. And make sure to use the Subway app when you need Subway. Subway with 4 Wausau locations.
Buck's Golf Shop, for all of your golfing needs. Located at 903 Grand Avenue, Suite C8, Rothschild, Wisconsin, 54474, in the Bushka & Bushka Insurance Building on the east side. Specializing in Badger, Bucks, Brewer, and Packer golf-related items. Green Tag Sale is 30% off the retail price. Call 715-581-2646 or email wellsgolf@pcpros.net.
At People's State Bank, we think checking accounts are like SUVs. That's why we offer more features to fuel your lifestyle. The best part? You can open an account without leaving your driveway. Just visit bankpeoples.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back. It is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO and online as well and on YouTube.com. With Sully, I'm Chad Holmes, and it's time to go into the top 25. And as we go into the Power Four, again, it's been some interesting teams that have been doing well, and some teams, and actually we'll start right at the bottom, because a team that we're used to seeing in there is Clemson, but we're not, because Syracuse is in there. Syracuse went down to Death Valley, defeated Clemson 34-21 last week, now 3-1, and they cracked the top 25.
Yeah, it really is surprising. I wouldn't use the word shocking, but surprising that Clemson is in this circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, at home, Syracuse, Fran Brown has done a very nice job at Syracuse. But come on, man, going into Death Valley and beating them, it just seemed out of sorts.
All right, we're going to take in groups of three again, because, again, we're a bit behind here today. We got 24, Arizona, still undefeated with a big, big matchup with Iowa State coming up. Got Mississippi State, again, surprisingly, and they're cracking the top 25 at number 23, and Auburn is number 22. So it's a couple of SEC teams and a Big 12 team, but two real surprises there.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm happy for the Arizona coach, Brent Brennan, and Jeff Levy at Mississippi State for what they've been able to accomplish. Hugh Freeze is going to be on his own. That guy has done some things over the years. I thought he should have stayed at Liberty. You know, he was in an environment that maybe is best suited for some of his off-the-field antics. But nonetheless, all three of these teams are dangerous teams and are quite capable of taking on successfully whoever is in front of them.
Number 21, again, surprising, Vanderbilt, still undefeated after putting a 70 spot on Georgia State last week. Then you have Iowa State, still undefeated at number 20, heading into their big one against Arizona, as we just talked about. And then number 19, Texas Tech. And, man, they did a job. They went to Salt Lake City, and they defeated Utah, always a very solid program, 34-10, even with their backup quarterback in the game in the second half. So Texas Tech, they open up the checkbook, and it's working out.
They got all that oil money.
Yep.
You know, Joey McGuire is a Texas guy, you know, and I think that when he succeeds, a lot of people in that great state think they're seceding. They're not leaving the union. Matty Campbell, we've talked about him for years, a great coach, and Clark Leah, the guy at Vandy. You could argue if they can keep this going, he's the coach of the year. I mean, because of what he's been able to accomplish. James Franklin was the last guy to be able to win 9 games at Vandy.
Up to number 18 is USC. They're still undefeated after that win against Michigan State last week. They have another road test at Illinois coming up in just a few minutes, in fact. Number 17 is Michigan. I'm sure they're enjoying the bye week more than the Badgers are after that big road win against Nebraska. They get set for Wisconsin next week. And number 16, Ole Miss. And again, Lane Kiffin continues to be somebody to keep an eye on. They're 4-0, number 16. Real quickly about Lane Kiffin, I heard a rumor this week, one of the stories, that perhaps Florida will be thinking about bringing him in.
There's been talk about that for years, you know. I mean, Kiffin at heart is a beach boy, and if he can't be on the West Coast, then he'll be on the East Coast. But yeah, Chad, that's been said for a lot of years. And, you know, I've knew a few guys from Florida over the years who worked up here for several months, and I'd reconnect with them. The Florida fan base would rather lose a game 50-49 than win one 10-9.
So he would be perfect, right?
He would be a guy they would get after. And then, you know, I've been calling Michigan and SC the Dark Sisters. Those two, I'll tell you, very dangerous teams. One of them features the offense, and the other one really features its defense. And right now, both those sides of the ball for those respective teams are clicking. They are stopping the run, and they are able to move the ball down the field.
Number 15 is Mizzou. Missouri is 4-0. They had to battle South Carolina last week, but boy, they find ways to win every single week, 29-20. a little bit of a breather against winless UMass coming up next. 43-point favorites are Missouri.
Yeah, they should be all right in that game.
Number 14, Alabama getting set. We know one thing. If Alabama wins, they're going up big time because they have a road game at Georgia tonight. And then Florida State will be going down. Number 13, Florida State, because they've already played. They lost to Virginia.
They did. I watched the game. It was a great game. It ended up in double overtime, 46-38. And, you know, it was a very entertaining game. You know, it was like a score and a response both ways. And it came down to a fourth down play. And so the Florida State slips now. They're 3-1. UVA is having a great year. And, you know, that's the former Clemson assistant, Tony Elliott. He needed this. You know, they've been struggling there. And I'll tell you right now, they look really good. Bama is up against it today. We know that. And Eli Drinkwitz, maybe right now the most effective, unheralded coach in the country. He just finds ways to win games.
Come here. I want to ask you a real quick question. Do you like overtime in college football in the sense that I think it's entertaining, but in terms of ultimately, because you got to be in the top, 16 to be in the playoff.
Yes.
I think that it changes the game. You start off on the 30-yard line. I think in some ways it's unfair because let's, for argument's sake, say that would have been a tie game. Florida State's in a much better position. But there's this need to have a result. People want a result. I was never all that – I didn't mind ties, to be honest with you. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, the format is what I hear most people complain about.
Because you're changing the whole game.
Yeah, you are. It's like hockey.
And then especially when you get later – it's a two-point conversion contest. And it just seems like, well, a team could lose a two-point conversion contest, and that could knock them out of the playoff. Because if they would have had because you remember Michigan State and Notre Dame. They had a tie game. What would have happened if they had overtime back then? You know?
Michigan State would have probably won. You know.
I don't think ties are the worst thing in the world.
That's a different argument. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
I know it is. It's not going back.
You know, I think that I'm with you. I'm not crazy about the format. However, I do think that the protection of the athletes, you know, you're getting further and further.
Right.
Because we saw, you know what caused it was that game a few years ago between LSU and Texas A&M.
Right.
That was like 70-64 right. Or whatever. I don't remember
now.
I know. And people are saying, given the fact that we're adding games at the end of the season.
But this need for a result, I think, it skews rankings. Because Florida State's going down a lot further now than if they had a tie.
Yeah.
And the game really was a tie. I mean, ultimately, it was a tie. But you have to have a winner or a loser, and that's the way it goes. Number 12, Georgia Tech. They continue to roll. They beat Temple last week. They play Wake this week. And Texas is back to number 11. And Is that a little lower than most of the folks? I don't really watch the rankings that much, but it seems like I still think Texas, I think, is a little bit higher in some of the other rankings.
I don't know. I try never to look at them because you could be influenced.
But at the same time, I'm going to throw a challenge here. Their losses to Ohio State, they went on the road and the number two team in the country lost in a one-score game. Did you penalize them too much?
No, I actually... I had them at three, for the, you know, the immediately after that game.
Right.
They've dropped because of the way they performed in the game since.
Yep. Then. The weaker opponents.
Yes, they haven't played anybody other than Group of Five and not real good ones, and so it's been more of a result. If they were winning those games like they won last week. And you know, Manning was playing at the level we all think he should be playing at, which I have to say is a little bizarre. But nonetheless, no, I don't think we punished them per se for the Ohio State game. I think it's been since then where they fell.
Yeah. And I hope we don't hear the term Heisman Trophy candidate Arch Manning anymore, because he shouldn't be. He hasn't performed on the field. So publicity is a different thing than performance. So yeah. That's my thought. Top 10 coming up next here as we wrap up Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 WXCO.
Crab River Golf Course in Wausau is a unique 18-hole public course. The relaxed atmosphere and breathtaking Northwood scenery is sure to make your golfing day a satisfying experience. For membership information and tee times, call Crab River Golf Course at 715-675-3044.
France Propane at 1153 Foundry Street in Schofield is a logo family-owned complete service company serving central Wisconsin for over two generations. France Propane is a value-driven company whose goal every day is to provide excellent service, maintain the highest safety, reliability in customer care, and competitive pricing. France Propane, service first, safety always. Check out France Propane at francepropane.com.
For over 30 years, Webco has worked with corporations, schools, organizations on their apparel and promotional needs. Webco can handle small quantities to orders in the thousands with a fast turnaround. Webco of Wausau, 1405 West Thomas Street.
It's almost Halloween, and Wausau Dance Theater's Thriller, a dance spooktacular, is back to thrill audiences once again. Join us Saturday, October 18th at 1:30 and 7 p.m. at the UWSP at Wausau James F. Benega Theater. Come see ghosts, mummies, vampires, and more. Bring the whole family, wear your costumes, and get ready for a frightfully fun performance that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Tickets and info at the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. Call 715-842-3606 today.
North End Pub, cold beer, clever conversation, all stories cross-referenced for validity. If you're looking for a nice spot to hang with friends, North End Pub will do the trick. Stop in for thirst relief today. North End Pub, North 3rd Avenue, Wausau.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
All right, top 10 here in the Sully's College Football Page Power Rankings as we are getting to the final few moments here of today's show. I have to go because what do we got here? Not too much time left here, but top 10. And let's start off, and let me pull it up here real fast. Number 10 and number 9. We'll go groups of two here.
Okay.
Indiana, big jump because, as you say, you start every week brand new. They were very impressive. So they move way up to number 10, undefeated after beating Illinois and Tennessee. That one little hiccup, and they let that game in, and I think they're going to be kicking themselves. But nowadays, you can get by that with the expanded playoff. But yeah. Tennessee, number 9.
Yeah, you know, and I think Indiana, I like watching them play because it seems to me they they want to win 50-49.
Yeah, they don't take the foot off the accelerator.
And I think Iowa wants to win 3-2. So this should be a fun game to see who gets control. Tennessee and Mississippi State. Yeah. Chad, maybe the best game today, and it's a game that nobody's really talking about, but it's Tennessee with the one loss to a game that you're 100% right, a missed field goal that the guy, he made when they started in the OT.
Yeah.
And Mississippi, Jeff Lebby's team 4-0, and you got to celebrate that.
Texas A&M, number 8. They have a tough one against Auburn coming up. And Oklahoma, who beat Auburn in a tight one last week, has a bye at number 7, but they did lose their quarterback, at least for a little bit of time.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a bit. You know, that game, since I have a private school background, I'm not going to say they got skewed. They got screwed. I'm going to say they got skewed. You know, the reality there was, I mean, there were some calls in that Auburn game that really were just, in my opinion, wrong. But nonetheless, they and Texas A&M, this is going to be another really good SEC battle. And then did we talk about Oklahoma, you know, who won that Auburn game, have a week where they need it because Mateer needs some time to get back here.
And they got Texas coming up pretty soon in that annual battle at the Texas State Fair, which, you know, if Mateer is not available, that really skews that matchup, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I think people were right now talking about Mateer as I know you love
for
this
performance.
Heisman. Yeah, well,
because
that,
he's actually performed.
That's
he's
right.
moved his way into that because of performance. And he's a real interesting story because I think the only school that offered him was Washington State. I mean, I suppose, again, that sometimes with all this recruiting information out there, guys do fall through the cracks.
Hey, when anybody talks about that, I always think a kid we had at Newman, El Malik. He came to Newman. He was 5'6". He left at 6'6". He was not a very good player, but he ended up playing at the collegiate level.
Number 6, Georgia. Number 5, Penn State. Both have massive games tonight.
Yeah, you know, I I'm liking both of them to find a way. I think Georgia ends the Alabama dominance, and Penn State is going to come in with the most energy. So if you see a lot of procedure penalties from Penn State early, don't be surprised.
Number 4, LSU. Number 3, Oregon. For LSU, they're going to have offense against Ole Miss, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Because, you know, Kiffin, whenever I see that guy, I always think of Peck's bad boy. You know, he's always doing something or saying something, and yet he knows how to score points.
In Oregon, taking on Penn State, hey, I don't mean to interrupt, we're running out of time. But you said earlier that you think Penn State by double digits.
I think Penn State has had enough of going into these games and everybody talking about how they can't perform and they're choke artists. I think tonight, because, Chad, they can run the ball. Singleton and Allen, with maybe the lone exception of the Notre Dame duo, they are the best combination of running backs in the country.
Number 2, Ohio State. And again, boy, this is one of those games at Washington. That's a tough environment, isn't it?
I'll tell you, I'm very interested in this game. Washington sees this as a great opportunity for them. It's just that Ohio State brings in so much talent. You know, they're hard to deal with.
And number 1, Miami. And the thing about Miami that is most impressive is the defense. I mean, because in the last couple of years, they've had some with Cam Ward, some really high-scoring games.
Yes.
This year, it looks like they're kind of hanging their hat more on the defensive side of the football.
Well, they got that main kid on the perimeter and the other kid on the other side. Those two guys are lethal. I mean, they come flying, and they're good enough inside, you know, where they can control inside, tackle to tackle. They're really good. We have them at number 1 this week because of their win over Florida. And then, you know, South Florida was making a lot of racket.
Yeah.
They shut them up. And and then, of course, I'm not sure how good Notre Dame is. But they, you know.
No,
they,
that's a great win. That's a top 10 win at the time. So, again, you're exactly right. So, again, they, when you look at teams that have been tested so far, Miami has done as much as anybody. And that, I think, as you said, they've earned the fact that they are number 1 based on who they played. And then, of course, coming up, they got Florida State on the road next, and Florida State, I think, is that puts Florida State into a must-win situation. So that's another great matchup. And then they have Louisville after that.
Yeah, you know, so they, you know, people say the ACC is not that good. What are you talking about?
No, it's good.
I mean, Florida State's really good. Clemson is struggling, but it doesn't mean they can't get right. that squared away.
Syracuse has proven it.
You know, it's a good league. You know,
even California.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not going to be an easy team to play.
They're in the ACC.
Yeah,
yeah.
The well, All-Coast Conference, as I like to call it.
The most mysterious thing, the Bermuda Triangle in college football last week, was what happened with that San Diego State game.
Lots of great games. I know you're going to be watching them all. We'll get back together next week and talk all about it and see where all the chips fall.
Hey, I got to tell you, Chad, I look forward to every Saturday.
Terrific. That's Dan Sullivan. I'm Chad Holmes. Enjoy the games, and we'll be back with you next week for Sully's College Football Page on WXCO.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The 98.9 WXCO Text to Win contest sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Winterberg. Download the free civic media app and text to win on the WXCO page.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.